Shalom, everybody. When we eat bread on Sukkot, we add the following harachaman to our benching. Harachaman hu yakim lanu es sukkas David ha nofalas. May the merciful one, may Hashem establish, reestablish the fallen sukkah of David HaMelech. And we have to ask, what does that mean? What are we asking for? What exactly is the fallen sukkah of David HaMelech? The expression Sukkas David HaNofales comes from a pasuk in Sefer Amos. Amos is a Navi who has his own Sefer in Treyasar. He lived during the reign of King Yeravam in the northern kingdom of Eretz Yisrael. And Amos conveyed many Nevuos against the northern kingdom. He came from the south, but his Nevuos were against the northern kingdom. He talked about the materialism and selfishness that many people expressed at that time, especially the monarchy. And one of the last things Amos said was in the final chapter, Perek Tes, of Sefer Amos. One of the last things he said was that if the kingdom of the north did not improve its ways, Hashem would utterly destroy them. And he says that the people will be sent into Galus. However, Amos also says that while it will be uncomfortable in Galus for Bnei Israel, they will not be completely destroyed, chas v'shalom. There will be a time when they are returned. Excuse me, that is Sefer Amos in the last chapter. The northern kingdom will be destroyed, Bnei Israel will be sent into Galus, but they will return. And it is in that context that Amos says the following that we quote in benching, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bayomahu. On that day, says Amos, when the evil leaders of Israel are destroyed, and when Hashem returns the exiles back to Eretz Israel, then says Hashem, Akim es sukkas David hanofeles, I will raise up the fallen sukkah of David HaMelech. V'gadarti es pirtzeya, and I will fix, says Hashem, I will fix the broken parts of David's sukkah, vahariso savakim, and I will raise up its ruins, uvnisiha kimei olam, and I will build it as in the days of old. That's the nevuah, and that's the tefillah that we say when we bench. We daven to Hashem that he reestablish the kingdom of David HaMelech that had been destroyed. And we daven that Hashem restore David's kingdom with the returning of the exiles. However, we are left with one question. Why is the restored kingdom of David HaMelech described as a fallen sukkah? Why do we say it's a sukkas David hanofales? This question is discussed by the Maharal Prague, Rav Yehuda Low of Prague. He died in 1609, and it's discussed in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael in Perek Lamed Hei. And the Maharal says the following beautiful idea. Excuse me. The Maharal says that usually a kingdom, a monarchy, is called a bayit. It's called a home because the word home implies stability and strength. And that's what a monarchy is. A monarchy is strength, it's full of strength, and it brings strength and stability to a nation, to a region, to a country. However, that also means that when a bayit, when a monarchy falls, it cannot be rebuilt. Yes, if a house falls down, chas v'shalom, you can build a new house. But that house, because it was fixed and stable beforehand, it cannot be rebuilt. That house is gone. It's the past. And a new house is built in its place. The new one might be nicer, but it's a new house, not a rebuilt old house. And that is true about a bayit because it was so strong and so fixed beforehand. However, a sukkah is a flimsy house. It's a temporary house. When it falls down, and it often does, it can get rebuilt precisely because it was never stable in the first place. That is the very reason that it can get rebuilt. Not only that, but the Maharal says that every sukkah is flimsy because it recognizes, and when we sit in the sukkah, we recognize that life is flimsy. Life is all in Hashem's hands. David HaMelech understood that about his own monarchy. Other kingdoms and other kings did not. They thought, if I'm king, I shall rule forever. David HaMelech knew himself that he was a sukkah, so to speak. He knew that it was flimsy. He knew that it was all in the hands of God. I'll say in quotes, easy come, easy go. David HaMelech knew that. David's monarchy knew that. And that is precisely why David HaMelech's monarchy is called Sukkot David. We daven for the nevuah of Amos to come true. David HaMelech's monarchy has fallen. We know that painful reality. But it is like a sukkah. It can be rebuilt and it will be rebuilt. It's not a new monarchy. It's David HaMelech's monarchy being rebuilt. And we daven that with the arrival of Mashiach soon, we will witness Hu Yakim Lanu as Sukkas David HaNofalas. Have an amazing day. Good Shabbos, good Yontif, everyone.